You and Robert Henry, who was on the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals, now president of Oklahoma City University, you've had a friendly debate about who is superior, you, a trial judge, or he, an appellate judge.
We have. We've done that several times, and it was always a lot of fun for me because I not only had the easy side of the question that trial judges were better, but they put me in that knife fight with rather a dull blade, being Robert Henry, which I say, of course, in jest because he's one of the most brilliant and bright and compelling guys I'm acquainted with. We've done that on several different occasions, including before the American College of Trial Lawyers down at Boca Raton. It's all in fun and all in jest, but it's really very good. One thing I will say about him, I was on the program when he was anointed as a federal circuit judge. They listed me as giving defamatory remarks, which I did the best I could. But I noted that I was a chief judge in assigning spaces here in the courthouse. I put him in an interior office with no bathroom facilities and no windows so that he would more quickly assume the attitude of appellate judges. Of course, I was the very first trial judge that he reversed when he got on the circuit court. And he likes to tell about that, too.
Well, I suppose those of us who sit outside and view that being a trial judge perhaps could be more interesting than an appellate who just really reviews cases.
Oh, to me, it's much more fun. And I've done both. I've been on the trial judge state and federal level, and I've served on the appellate court and on the state appellate court. To me, it is more fun. Now, it's certainly not any more important than the circuit judgeship. But here you deal with people. I mean, you deal with more people, and they do have to deal more with the cold record and with the attorneys that present that. I can't tell you how impressed I am with the job that they do and have, but just in terms of personal enjoyment, I much prefer. I was a candidate for both circuit and federal court bench. And they were asking me then, which one of those jobs do you want? And I said, the first one they offer me. And that was the truth. But Stephanie was appointed, proved to be an outstanding circuit judge. And I was lucky enough to get this job. And I believe they did best in that regard.
I just want to ask you about Marion Opala, who I interviewed for this.
Oh, Marion and I were close friends for over 50 years. His is the most unbelievable story of all the people I know just about. He's brilliant, of course. Everybody knew and recognized that. He was a wonderful, wonderful scholar and a good, honest, very, very honest, straightforward fella. He was the court administrator when I was on the state court, and I complained bitterly because he was always recommending me for these difficult, high-profile cases. But we were closest friends, good friends, and had lunch. Well, on a monthly basis, at any rate, until he died. Had lunch with him 4 or 5 days before he died, as a matter of fact. He's an amazing man.
I interviewed him 4 days before he died.
I read that somewhere.
Yeah. To think, coming out of Poland at 19 and that story.
From Lodz to Oklahoma City. It's kind of like I said, from Antlers, Oklahoma to the White House, even if it's only for dinner. And I'll tell you what, he made a contribution every week. He was a good workman's comp judge. He was a workman's comp judge and did extremely well and then was appointed to the Supreme Court later. Good man.
While you're a judge, you're an avid outdoorsman, an animal trainer. You've bred and trained many championship bird dogs throughout the years. Your dogs have been enshrined in the Field Trial Hall of Fame. Your dogs have all won national championships. You've derived a lot of satisfaction from the outdoors and dogs.
Indeed, and I think it's really important, a point to make is that you need to have a balanced life and an existence. Almost everyone I know on the federal bench at any level have been or are somewhat workaholics at some time of their life, a good deal. But I do believe, I always tell everybody, you ought to marry a woman that'll stay married with you 50 years or more, and even though that advice may come late, it's still good advice. You just have to live a little longer. But I do believe that it's really important to have something aside and apart from the work which I really enjoy doing, but you've got to have outlet and relief. It doesn't make any difference what it is, golf or whatever. You need to do that, or you don't do either as well, in my opinion.
Let's give honor to the best dog you believe you ever owned.
Okay, I would say Barshu Buzzsaw, whose painting is right there.
It's right above your
chair.
He's
in the Hall of Fame, as is his sire, Buckboard, who is here behind me. They were both great dogs, but I would choose him if I had to pick one of the two. There was another great young dog called Curmudgeon who died at an early age that would probably have been better, but he just didn't live quite long.
What was so great about Barshu?
Everything. He had strength, endurance, intelligence, class. Everything he did was sort of poetry and motion. Great bird finder, everything. He's hard to improve on, and that's why he's in the Field Trial Hall of Fame.
Being a dog lover myself, I'm not a hunter, my son is, but those who have never had a relationship with a dog are missing out in one of life's true delights.
Will Rogers said it best. He said, if there are no dogs in heaven, I want to go where the dogs are. And I think there's a great deal of truth to that.
Yeah. Students will be listening to this conversation in many, many years to come and generations. And so your advice to students of the law, to those who want to be a judge, what do you say to these young people?
Well, I sincerely believe that the legal profession is a great profession. We don't always encounter good publicity or good public acceptance. But lawyers and judges are here to help people resolve disputes, instead of resorting to violence or some other form of taking advantage of each other. And I believe that's an honorable occupation. I love lawyers. I've been around them all my life. To me, they're the most delightful people in the world to associate with on a regular basis. And I think what they do is very, very important. And what we do is an important job. Otherwise, I wouldn't have done it now for 40 years.
And here you are, soon to be 82.
82.
And you have senior status as a federal judge. How are you involved, that senior status?
I did decline criminal cases simply because they're longer, more time-consuming, and because I had some disagreement at the time with the sentencing guidelines, which have since been changed a little bit, but I have started taking them. I am involved in all sorts of civil cases of any kind and every kind, class actions and personal injury actions, all of those things. I do a substantial number of settlement conferences and protracted and difficult cases for the other judges. I've got a full staff, as I say, and I'm here every day. My staff has to work a little harder to keep me between the fence posts, but I'm still doing it, and I enjoy it very, very much.
You know, it's amazing. When you were on the CAB or federal bench and so forth, do you ever pinch yourself and say, I know where I came from?
Yeah, you can't help but, and I just look upon myself as being extremely fortunate. I mean, this is not the greatest paying job in the world, but it's a job I enjoy coming to every day, and that's very important. I think about it, you know, my father couldn't read or write. My mother could barely read or write. I had a lot of help along the way from some really very nice people to allow me to do what I love doing, and I tell you what, I just couldn't be more grateful to all of them, because without them, it wouldn't have been. As a lawyer, if you've got a good memory, if you work pretty hard, and if you're blessed as I am, I'm an expert plagiarist, you know, so if you do that, you can do pretty well and enjoy yourself. For 40 years, I've been on the bench, state and federal, state Supreme Court, appellate court, and I've enjoyed every step of it. It's been a good trip, and I've been very fortunate.
How would you like to be remembered?
I'd like to be remembered as someone who was very competent as a judge, enjoyed what he was doing, and loved doing it. I don't think you can be a good judge unless you like being a judge, and nobody's ever accused me of not enjoying. I think you got to have a little fun. I have a good friend, Austin lawyer, John Harmon, and he said, if it's not fun, it's not worth doing. That's pretty profound as far as I'm concerned. Mm-hmm. So I have always, even at the risk sometime of behaving a little ridiculously, tried to enjoy what I was doing, and I've tried to make the people around me enjoy it as much as possible, lawyers and litigants and everything else.
So, Honorable Lee West, I want to thank you, students and all, for generations to come. They thank you as well, and thank you for what you meant to our country and our state.
John, that's very kind, and as I told you before, no one enjoys talking about themselves any more than I do, so I'm grateful for the opportunity. Thank you, sir.
Absolutely. Thank you.